You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the Hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith, joined as always by Davey Eyeballs, a.k.a. Rhino Von Dino. He is the king of ginger ale. Make sure you all hail the king of ginger ale. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Bow down, sucker.
That's right.
King of ginger ale in the house.
How you feeling? Feeling good? Feeling loose?
I'm a little hot. A little hot under the collar.
Hot?
A little hot.
Well, you're still got that bum foot?
I got the bum foot, but I'm not, You know, this season of Jessica Jones, I really want to talk about it.
Well, today's your lucky day. Oh, No, it's not.
No,
it's not your lucky day.
It's not my lucky day.
Today's not your lucky day.
Mm-hmm.
No, Ryan, we have bigger fish to fry. In fact, this still, and we'll get into it here, but this still does not have a resolution.
No, it doesn't. And it never will.
It's driving everybody bonkers. It's driving everybody up a wall and back, if you don't mind me saying.
So what you're saying,
if
I'm understanding you as I crunch on a chip.
Go ahead. That's good.
You would appreciate it if a story that was started finished. That's what a resolution is, right? You would like this to come to some sort of conclusion, right?
I feel like you're trying to trap me.
I'm not trying to trap you. That's not a gotcha. That's not a gotch.
But are you trying to tell me that Happy Time Murders didn't have a good payoff? Because it did.
No, they're... They're making a sequel. They're making a sequel.
Oh, I would definitely see Happy Time Murders too. They should put me in it as podcaster. That'd be good. What if that happened? What if they offered the both of us a role in that movie? Would you?
My pitch would be, I think we should go to the studio and be like, here's the characters we would play.
Yeah,
and we would be like the NC-17 rated like Stadler and Waldorf.
Yes.
Like the people just watching in the back and just like commenting on everything.
Very crass.
Making very bad jokes as people.
Very nasty talk. Yeah, that'd be fun.
I think there's a dedicated scene where you actually explain to the audience what a continental hot sock is. I think that's the
like
money
that
right
movie?
There.
That's where we learned continental hot sock.
I liked parts of it. I didn't like the movie as a whole.
Well, it's a good price.
Yeah. It's a good price.
Makes me wish I almost had a dick. All right, Ryan, what do you say we get to we have a ton of news. In fact,
ton
the whole episode's really news. We're going to split it up between everything else and then the Spiderman news. Yep. But let's begin with this, shall we?
Sure.
Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. In fact, they did like a so D23 was going on and they had the Star Wars. They called it a special look. So it's not exactly a teaser or a trailer. I would call it a teaser. Like they gave you a little taste. Give you a little taste.
A little bit of a nibble there.
The Rise of Skywalker looks, pardon my French, fucking awesome.
I mean, we've been duped before.
True.
We've been duped. True. But they've had two trailers now, which are showing us what I feel are like two completely different movies at this point. Remember the first trailer, like you had Rey running and like basically cutting the TIE fighter in half?
Yeah.
You know, so I assume she cuts it in half. But
she now can do some stuff. And how about that lightsaber?
How about it?
Holy
double barrel
mackerel.
Action. Which means what's his name? Maul's gonna show up, right?
Darth Maul, and we know Darth Maul's alive, or he survived it.
Yep.
Now, they show it, and unlike Darth Maul's lightsaber, at one point, both sabers are pointing in the same direction, and then she flips it and like locks
it
into one.
It like hinges.
So, first of all, she clearly turns to the dark side for at least a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she stays dark?
Yes.
And do you feel like they should not have put that in the fucking sizzle
They should not
reel.
Have put that, and they should not have put that in the trailer. The movie is called The Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Which means, I think, Kylo Ren, Ben Solo, is going to flip back. Because technically, he's a Skywalker.
So my concern, on the one hand, that would be very cool.
Mm-hmm.
But if Rey turns to the dark side, Kylo turns to the good, and then defeats her, that's exactly what they're telling us with the trailers. Like, there's no okie doke. In fact, it's like, here's a map. Here's what we're doing. You guys can follow. And it's like, I don't know. And I would like that. And the other thing I would really like is we need to find out that Darth Sidious, who, by the way, the poster, we tweeted out the poster as well. Mm-hmm. And you got Darth Sidious there because the last trailer, like the one that Davey was talking about, you got the laugh.
The laugh, yeah.
He has to be the puppet master for Snoke. That's the only payoff for Snoke.
That's the only way that makes sense.
That'd be shit if it wasn't. And like problem is,
yeah,
because I know you liked Last Jedi more than most did.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way that The Rise of Skywalker can make The Last Jedi better for me, but it's almost like a cop-out. Like, they needed the other movie so you can go back and be like, well, it all got paid off later.
Yeah.
It's kind of cheesy to me.
And I think how they're going to pay it off, and I'll say this now. I did like The Last Jedi more than most. The Last Jedi more than most. But I think this movie is going to make that worse.
Really?
Because they're going to like undo some stuff and not pay off stuff that movie set up. So that's actually going to make that movie like insignificant.
Are they going to find a way to pay off that Finn storyline?
That's what I mean. Like, that stuff is going to be like
useless.
But, you know,
this was a theory I heard from Matt Morrell, who used to work at WEEI, now works for Patriots.com. I was talking to him about it the other day, and he said he thinks we're going to find out that Rey is related to Palpatine.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Somehow, like his granddaughter or something.
Somehow, some way. Yeah. And then he had the same theory that I think you and I and a lot of people had, is that, you know, Kylo, because you can tell Kylo's not all bad. And obviously, he kills his father, Han Solo, which makes you think, like, holy shit, this is the worst guy. But you're like, no, like, he's still.
He didn't want to do it. Felt like he had to do it.
Right.
Isn't there something with the full, like, Sidious could have, like, created her out of nothing? Because remember the whole thing is, like, your parents are nobody. You don't really have any parents. Like, that's the whole thing. So
Anakin didn't have a dad, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
He was, Rey like, created by the Force?
Yeah, it could be.
Because there's another thing that, like, Luke has said, like, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
When talking, remember he's, like, scared of Rey, and he's like, I've seen this before?
Yeah, right.
Remember?
Like, well, what's crazy too is like, to your point about how it could make The Last Jedi worse, is because like The Last Jedi, they really try to drive home that like, hey, this universe and Jedi are about everybody, not just the Skywalkers. And then this movie's gonna be like
nope, just
they're all
them.
Related. Yeah. The fucking title's Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Kylo's the most important guy in the universe now.
But what'd you think of the red-eyed C-3PO?
I was just gonna ask you that too.
People are abuzz about that.
And they should be, Ryan.
They think it's an imposter.
Ooh, fake 3PO.
Uh-huh.
3PO is kind of annoying.
I
red-eyed 3PO, I think, could be an improvement.
Yeah. He doesn't have the red arm anymore. Now he's red-eyed.
I like it, though.
But Finn's back. We didn't see Kelly Tran, though.
No, we didn't.
Didn't see her.
Probably for the best.
Maybe for the best. That poor kid. That poor kid got slayed. It wasn't her fault.
No, it wasn't. That was a tough role.
Yeah.
Tough role. She's just reading through the script like, so then what? Like, no, that's your part.
You crash into him. Do any of us die? No.
But so then what? So what do I do after this?
Are we like in love? Like, not really.
Yeah. We don't want to put any kind of labels on it.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
We're just hanging out right now. Like, don't yeah. don't get it's crazy about it. Yeah.
Complicated. It's not. I don't want to say it's complicated, but it's complicated.
It's pretty cut and dry on my end.
I'm excited though, but you're right. I've taken the cheese before as it relates to Star Wars movies.
We all have.
Star Wars is probably like 50-50, a good movie or bad movie.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn close to 50-50. Well, so like, this we have nine. Yeah.
I think there's so the bad ones are, if I would say Return of the Jedi, not great.
Yeah, that one's dead smack in the middle. I would probably still give it good, but that could be
the three prequels.
All three prequels, maybe Jedi. And I personally,
so that's five.
And I didn't like Last Jedi. I didn't like Last Jedi.
So that's five if you count Last Jedi. And then you have, if you count Rogue One and Solo, that's six on the. So I would put, if you put Solo in the bad, Rogue One in the good.
Oh, I think I would put Solo in the bad, and Rogue One I would put in the good.
This could potentially break the tie.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like for a franchise that is so universally loved, and I do, yeah. I love it.
And that's the thing. I mean, it doesn't always love you back, you know.
No,
and it's victim. It falls victim to itself more than it doesn't, you know.
Yeah, that's for sure true. Mm-hmm. So this comes out around Christmas. I'm excited. I am.
You have to be.
You got to go in a little cautiously optimistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do feel like there's got to be a little bit of a swerve. It can't be Rey goes dark side, stays dark side, Kylo flips, becomes good, and he defeats her. And then it's like there's another layer there. And
it has to be.
We can unpack it at some point. Ryan, the Star Wars television program that'll be on Disney Plus coming to a home near you on November 12th. The Mandalorian just had a trailer released this week. And I'll tell you what, also looks really good.
It's going to be a standalone episode.
Yes.
I'm calling it right now.
Now, do you have any inside information on Disney Plus? Is this a release all the episodes at once scenario, or is this
I think it is. And because it has to be, because they're releasing so much content all at once.
That's true.
Like, and you can't make it episode, like that would just be, you can't watch everything.
You can't.
I've also heard rumors that they're packaging Disney. I might have heard this from you. Disney Plus. Yeah.
I said it on the last episode.
Yeah, Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus for like $12.99.
Please.
Stupid.
Please. I might give them a 20 every month and tell them to keep the change.
Keep the change. They're just trying to kill Netflix at this point, right?
I know.
And so Netflix has done some dumb shit right now, too.
Oh, I ran a poll. Let me check the results of that. Did you see that poll I ran?
I did. I voted on it.
So Netflix or Disney Plus, if you could only have one, which would it be? What Disney did you
Plus.
Pick?
Disney Plus.
I picked Disney Plus as well.
The only thing that's keeping Netflix alive for me right now is basically Better Call Saul. Wait. And that's the only thing I'm watching on Netflix.
Better Call Saul? But it's on AMC.
Yeah, I've been rewatching all those episodes.
Well, Mindhunter, which we're going to do an episode.
Do you watch Mindhunter?
That's Netflix. Big Glow, Mouth, like you said. Glow. Big Mouth.
Glow's like, have you been watching Glow?
Yeah, I got one episode left.
You're not feeling it? No.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Better than you led me on, but I definitely like the previous seasons more.
Great. Yeah.
But like the stand-up specials, I haven't seen Chappelle yet.
It's not good.
Fuck, really?
It's not good. He's just, it's very angry.
All right, well, angry. I can be angry.
You can be, but this is like, yeah.
Yeah, Dave, but the stand-up specials, what else? They'll throw, like, remember The Haunting of Hill House? Like, that was good.
Yeah, that was really good, yeah.
Like, they'll throw enough stuff at you.
I know that everything on Disney Plus is going to be awesome.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Even if it sucks, I'm still going to watch it.
Listen, I'm probably going to go with both for a while until it just becomes too expensive. But then I'm going with both. And then if I had to cancel one, most likely it would be Netflix. And
you know what really sucks right now is HBO sucks right now.
Yeah, it's not great. You're right.
What are we watching? Los Espookies? Are we watching that?
I'm watching Los of Spookies. I'm watching The Righteous Gemstones.
Is that any good? I haven't started it yet.
That's my early, that's my pick of the pod.
Oh, tipping your hat already.
Tipping your hand a little bit.
Yeah.
The results of the poll, Ryan.
I said tipping your hat. That was stupid. But go ahead. Yeah.
I am tipping my pitches right now.
Yeah.
You guys are stealing signs like that fucking team from Barrington, Rhode Island.
Scumbags.
You hear about those guys?
You should be upset.
Are you here about that?
My
Little League, Goffstown, New Hampshire, proud history of Little League, has won the state title numerous times. They were in the championship game for New England. The winner goes to the Little League World Series. They're playing Barrington, Rhode Island. And as the Goffstown coach said, they were stealing signs the whole goddamn tournament. Cheating sons of guns.
You know what I would say?
They're a fake New England champion.
Playing the devil's advocate, get better signs.
It's not in the spirit of the game, Ryan.
Get better signs, baby.
Listen, it's not in the spirit of it, all right? These are little leaguers. They take the oath and everything. They sell candy bars, right?
Yeah, they do. They do. Sure do.
All right, the results of the poll question?
Yep.
59% say Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. It's about right.
Which is pretty amazing considering Disney Plus isn't out.
No, but it will be. We're all waiting for it. We're sitting here.
But it's funny, though, because even without the new stuff, just having the Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar, Disney catalog is ridiculous.
You're a father now. This is something you're going to have to get.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Like, you're locked in now.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Speaking of Marvel, Black Panther 2 Electric Boogaloo has a release date. May 6th, 2022. Have you saved the date yet?
I have. Have you noticed? It's strange, Richard, that they're also filming Coming to America 2 at the same time. You want to talk about the greatest crossover event in movie history?
A lot of overlap there.
Yeah,
the tremendous amount. I really need to see Arsenio Hall in the Black Panther universe. That's what I need.
In Wakanda. How close is... Where the fuck... shit.
Oh, the name of the place.
Zamunda. How close is Zamunda to Wakanda? I need to know.
They should throw a reference in there for you.
They should.
Just like look at a map real quick and like there it is.
It's right there.
They should.
Yeah.
So that's a ways away, but that'll be good, obviously. The Eternals.
Yep.
We knew about most of the cast, including Angelina Jolie and Salma Hayek.
Yep.
How about Jon Snow, Kit Harington?
Yep.
He's joining as Dane Whitman, aka Black Knight. So he'll be the Eternals, which I'll be honest, really low on my excitment.
Yeah, it's one of those stories that's just like,
okay,
it's kind of out there.
Well, you know? And like, so with Guardians of the Galaxy, but Guardians ended up being so funny. Mm-hmm. The characters were all charismatic and the soundtrack really helped.
I don't think this is going to be funny at all.
I don't either. Now they have a couple of,
what's the name? Dinesh from Silicon Valley.
Yep.
They
have a couple of Kumail
Nanjiani.
So they have a couple of guys that are obviously are comedic guys, but I don't know. I mean, I'll see it. It's MCU.
You better see it. Yeah.
So this is a not so hot take. Between now and probably 2021 or 2022, we are going to be more excited about Star Wars properties than we are Marvel properties. I think Marvel's taking a little bit of a dip. But with that said, that's like, oh, the Patriots aren't as good this year. You know what I mean? It's like one of those.
Yeah, no. You know the other thing, too? I'm more intrigued by Robert Pattinson's Batman than I am the Eternals.
Me too. Hey, you see the long hair he's got in that one movie?
Who, Robert Pattinson?
Robert Pattinson. There's a new movie out. He has long hair, and people are saying it's a thirst trap.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
I'm not entirely sure what that means.
Either. I don't know what that is. Yeah.
He was trending on the internet.
Yeah.
So also, as we roll on here with the MCU, Disney Plus, and we thought they sort of, again, this may be crass, blew their load, Ryan.
Yeah.
When it was Comic-Con, right? They announced all these shows like Falcon and Winter Soldier and Loki and whatever. There's like five or six shows.
Yep.
They're not done there.
Not done there.
Three more shows: Moon Knight, She-Hulk, and Ms. Marvel.
So to this extent, I wanted you to say it first. I think they did kind of shoot their load and then snuck these ones in.
Yeah.
I don't think these are going to be very good. The only one that is going to be the biggest disappointment, you're making the face at me. I see it. I see the face you're making. Moon Knight, but they said nothing will be over PG-13.
Yeah, that sucks. And if you're watching this on the YouTube stream, you could see my face. I was making
kind of a grimace face at me. You know? Yeah.
The thing
it's only going to be PG-13.
You know what's funny, though, is I think during one of our email bags a while back, we were asked, you know, back before Disney Plus was even a thing, somebody was asking us, they're like, what Marvel characters would you want to see added to like the Netflix, like that in that vein, like Daredevil and whatever. And I'm pretty sure we both said Moon Knight and She-Hulk.
We both, and I said Kate Bishop, Lady Hawkeye, who's coming to, I said that one too, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I think, Moon Knight, you're right. Like, if you're not going to make it a hard R and maybe even an X,
make them crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make them nuts. Make them and make it like dirty and make it violent like the Punisher and Daredevil. Yep. Make it like that. That really should have been in that universe.
Correct.
She-Hulk could be good. You got to.
That's another one. Like, there's
Professor stories. Hulk's got to be in there, right?
There's some stories with her where she's like a lawyer. She's like the Hulk. She's She-Hulk, but she's a lawyer.
Yeah.
And she's like, she like litigates like superhero cases because no one else will do it. And like,
well,
that's so off the wall. It might work.
Yeah.
You know, but it's weird. That's a weird thing.
Ms. Marvel. I mean, I could really take or leave.
I really care about that.
Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. Now here's a question I have for the panel today.
Sure. Sure.
How many of those Disney Plus shows are you going to watch?
All of them.
Ryan, you're speaking my language.
Yeah,
because all of them. You can't watch everything, but you can watch these things.
You can watch these things.
And you're gonna have to.
Yeah. I'm dying to see what kind of production value these things get with Disney at the helm, because I know they're getting. You know, we have like things like WandaVision, where you have two big name actors who are going to be.
I know.
It.
Yeah,
feature film actors, and they're all going to they're all going to tie into something else.
And I believe it's all like 8-episode stuff too. Right. Like, I don't think we're doing 13. We're not doing like 23, like Arrow and the Flash. So I think even though it seems like a lot, I mean, it is a lot, but I always say that. I always say there's a million shows and then I'll hit a period where I'm like, I think I'm watching two things, you know?
Yeah.
Like I'm watching Preacher and I'm watching Righteous Gemstones. I'm like, there's an opening in my calendar.
Yeah. I mean, you and I could have a discussion on the podcast while we're doing a podcast, be like, all right, what are we doing next week? Which one do you want to watch now?
Right.
Like, we're going through the list.
Love it. Love it. Good. What a time to be a dork.
And speaking of that, we didn't get it into the news, but they have to Disney Plus, the Obi-Wan Kenobi series is coming too.
Oh my God. Yeah.
With Ewan McGregor.
Who I liked. Yeah. I mean, the prequels were what they were, but he didn't do anything wrong.
No, he was fine.
He was pretty good.
He had the high ground. He did everything right.
You're never going to beat a guy when he has the high ground.
Never.
It's never happened.
Never, ever.
And especially when he calls it out to you.
Yeah, when he tells you ahead of time, I have the high ground. He hollers
at you, lets you know. He's like, listen, fuckwad, I got the high ground.
Yeah.
You don't come at him like that.
No, no.
Don't come at him unless you want to get your legs chopped off.
And at least have a plan. Don't come straight at him angry. You know, you got to have a plan.
If you were to attack somebody on the high ground, would you yell out like a scream? What would you do? Or would you give them the old, oh, look over there, and then kind of go after them?
I would like to do the thing like to nobody on the look. I got it. All right, I'll handle it. And then he like looks over. Who are you talking to? And then run up.
The or would you do like the fake truths? Like truths. Like come here, shake my hand.
Throw him into the lava.
Listen, a win's a win.
Win's a win, baby.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're a little league, then you need to play by the rules. For God's sake,
show some class, Barrington, Rhode Island.
Barrington,
you know what?
Have a little bit of class.
Let me tell you, technically, Rhode Island is our brother, and as a New England team, but they're just barely. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't.
Barely.
I'm not rooting for them.
I'm not rooting for them either.
Ryan, there was a Black Widow poster.
Yeah, there was.
How much lead that put in your pencil?
Yeah,
not much. This movie comes out May of 2020. So
now this takes place,
also, AKA next May.
This takes place before, so after Civil War, but before all the Infinity stuff.
Mm.
Or is it like before Civil? Like the when this takes place is very strange.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like in between the movies. It's like right after Civil War, I think.
Something like that.
Oh, I forgot. Let me go back to The Mandalorian for a minute. Mm-hmm. I don't think I said much about The Mandalorian. The trailer looks sweet. The and I've always maintained that Boba Fett is the most overrated character in the history of Star Wars. Now, that doesn't mean you suck and you're terrible and people shouldn't like you. It just means you're overrated. Like, there are great people who are overrated. You have to be really highly rated.
Right. And I think people created this mythology for him that would, like...
Because he looks sweet.
He looks sweet.
He looks awesome. And so he's probably the most overrated. He or Boss Nass, your guy.
Mm-hmm.
The most underrated, that'd be Dexter Jetster. Go ahead and look that one up. but this is – so they're basically doing the bounty hunter thing because there's a great idea there with the bounty hunter. And so the Mandalorian looks kind of like him. You see all the guys being like carbon frozen and all that shit, like the whole line of guys. This has the chance. I don't know why I skipped over this, but this has the chance to be pretty badass.
No, I think
because I got excited because I was wondering if they all come out at the same time. So we didn't even get a chance to talk about it. The trailer, though, is awesome.
And what I loved when I read the Star Wars like fiction books, like when I was a kid, I loved the Mandalorians, like they are the race of from the planet Mandalore, obviously. And just like their whole story and like how basically, not to get like too much into it, but like just like a Spartan like people.
Yeah.
Who are like kind of bred for this kind of thing. You know what I mean? So, it's going to be interesting to see what they do with it. And there's so many cool characters in it, too.
I think it's going to be probably as standalone as anything. But you never know. They could always tie something in with some of the characters. Because I don't even know. I'm sure this information's out. But I don't even know what, like, the time frame is.
I mean, it looks like Tatooine. It looks like we're dealing with some sort of desert planets.
Yeah.
But who he's looking for or what he's doing... and someone was saying
to figure out what the Mandalorian's deal is.
Well, I'm hearing that it's like a very Mad Max feel, like the guy who plays the Mandalorian, which doesn't have a name, right?
I don't think so. I think that is his name.
Is very like doesn't really have a lot of lines.
Oh, that's good. Like Brandon Fraser in The Mummy,
no, or like Mad Max, like doesn't really say like Tom Hardy in Mad Max. Like,
well, you know
really
who's playing the Mandalorian?
Who's that?
Is Pedro Pascal,
yes,
who played Oberyn.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. The Sand Snake. The Viper, whatever.
The Mandalorian takes place 5 years after the fall of the Empire and before the emergence of the First Order. It followed a lone gunfighter in the outer reaches of the galaxy, far from the authority of the New Republic.
So it's like 6.5.
Yeah.
It's episode 6.5.
Yep.
All right, so Luke's out there. Luke's in the world starting, so we're trying to think who else is around.
Taika Waititi is going to be in this as a voice. We saw Carl Weathers in the thing pop up.
Carl Weathers looks good.
He looks really strong.
Yeah.
He plays Greef Karga.
Yep. Your girl, Carrie Russell.
Carrie Russell? Mm-hmm. She's in this?
Or is she?
No, she's in the movie.
She's in the movie. Yeah.
She's in the movie. Sorry. Gina Carano, your girl.
I love Gina Carano.
I know you do.
Yeah.
She's in this. She plays Cara Dune.
Ooh.
A former rebel shock trooper. Nick Nolte is in this.
Why?
I don't know. He stumbled on set one day.
Yeah. He just shaped like, all right.
How about, what's his name? Gus Fring.
Yes.
In it. He plays Moff Gideon. An Imperial Moff, who after the fall of the Empire was given control over his own sector of the galaxy. Burr's in this.
Yeah.
Get excited about Bill Burr.
Is Bill Burr excited about being in this, or is he going to like shit on it the second he's done filming?
Hard to say, really.
Yeah.
Hard to say. And then, of course, this whole thing's created by Jon Favreau, written by Jon Favreau, who's had really a really fascinating career.
Well, that would explain why Bill Burr was in Chef Show.
There you go.
Look at that.
Everything's coming together. So anyway,
it seemed odd to me.
That was the Mandalorian. I wanted to circle back to Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mentioned the Black Widow poster. That's certainly a poster. Ryan, this is right up our alley.
Huge.
This is big time news. This is big, big time news. So we had heard for a while that they were going to make a Breaking Bad movie about what happens after Breaking Bad. And then that kind of came and went. And you're like, all right, let us know.
Like we heard things like the script's written, like Vince Gilligan has the script, and like people like, well, so-and-so, like Bob Odenkirk is like attached to it. Like you said, you never heard anything. Nothing ever came of it.
You didn't know. And then Bob Odenkirk was doing an interview with somebody, and he's like, yeah, it's been filmed. It's completed. You're like, what's that? And then I don't know if he was supposed to say it or not. I don't know what the hell happened, but it was like shortly after that interview, boom, on Twitter, they release a teaser for it called the name of the movie is El Camino.
Yep.
The Breaking Bad movie. And this thing's going to be out on Netflix on October 11th.
Yeah. And I think that was Odenkirk letting it slip. That wasn't an accident. I mean, nothing happens like that by accident.
That's true. Unless it's Tom Holland, who we'll get into.
Even that, I don't even think he got the okay to like do something, because he's like, I'm a quirky little guy.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
What do you think of this?
It's incredible to me that they filmed this entire movie and got all these people. You see in the trailer, you have Skinny Pete looking even skinnier. The whole
trailer is Skinny Pete. He doesn't look great.
Just a skeleton at this point.
But he's still alive. It is, where is Jesse Pinkman?
Mm-hmm. And Jesse Pinkman, the name of the movie obviously comes from the car Jesse Pinkman left the skinhead camp from, was in El Camino. And it's the last shot of him is just screaming and driving.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's still up in the air as to whether or not Walter White's alive.
I say he's dead. He better be dead. I think he's dead.
I hope so.
But we know Saul,
they got it cool.
Saul's still alive. And if you're watching Better Call Saul, he's working at like a Cinnabon.
Yeah.
Right? Because they do like the flash forwards and stuff.
Where is he? Like, he's in like Minnesota or like North Dakota. He's in somewhere middle of nowhere. Like,
oh yeah, he's not in New Mexico anymore.
No.
But here's the deal. This is exciting. This is also an announcement here on hashtag.
Gene is running the Cinnabon, brother.
Yeah, Gene is.
Yeah.
I believe it's episode 75. You can check the archives. Davey and I already did Breaking Bad season 1. Mm-hmm. Leading up to El Camino, we are going to do Breaking Bad season 2, 3, 4, and 5, all as separate episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've never seen Breaking Bad, now is definitely the time to jump aboard. If we're looking for a good excuse for a rewatch, now is certainly the time.
I am so excited I get to watch these again.
I know. All still on Netflix, right?
Yep.
All still available on Netflix. So dive in. I'm going to start watching it. I think the plan right now is we'll do Mindhunter season 2 next week.
We could mash up 1 and 2 because that would tell the whole.
Oh, Mindhunter?
Yeah.
So we'll do Mindhunter next week.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll do It Chapter 2.
Yep.
And then I think we'll do all Breaking Bads right up until Dorktober 4.
Dork in Space? Was it in Space?
Or The Return of Uncle Buck.
It could,
Could be. So anyway, that's El Camino. Other movie news, Ryan. Joker, although I didn't... This would have been shocking if it went the other way, but
right.
Joker is officially rated R.
Good.
Okay. All right.
Good. And again, there's so much buzz around this movie. It's either going to be incredible or total shit.
There's no in between.
There's no in between with this movie.
I agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. We got some Saturday Night Live hosts for the fall and winter here.
And I have something to add to this.
Oh, you do? Good.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So these are the five in order that we're going to see. Woody Harrelson.
Mm-hmm.
Always good. Phoebe Waller-Bridge. I don't know this person.
Let me Google.
Any idea?
You keep going.
Give her a quick Bing search. Yep. See what the results say. David Harbour. Everybody likes David Harbour. Kristen Stewart. Okay, fine. And how about this one? The Christmas Show on December 21st, hosting SNL, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy!
I can't wait. I can't wait for that. Now, I have no idea how good he's going to be. Just like his next Netflix special, I have no idea how good that's going to be.
I'm on board. They did an hour-long special with him on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how difficult stand-up is now because he's been trying out, like, he wants to try out new material, but, like, people videotape it and, like, record it. Yeah. And then, like, the stuff's not done yet, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's, like, the process of, like,
that's tough.
Doing comedy is tough, I think, for those guys now.
I don't doubt it.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge was the voice of L337 in Solo. She's on the show on Amazon Fleabag, which I've heard stuff about.
Okay.
She was on Killing Eve.
What? And she's hosting Saturday Night Live?
She sure is.
What's her deal?
I'm trying to think. She was on the show Broadchurch. She was in Glee.
Oh, I've seen Broadchurch.
She played Abby Thompson in the, I think it's the British Broadchurch. Right. Isn't there two? Isn't there like an American and a British one?
You know, Broadchurch, I believe, is the real one. And yeah. Then, you know, they named it something else.
Named it something else. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, so
I got to see what she looks like here. I don't know who that is. All right. So what was the other thing you were going to add?
I got news as right as we're about to start the podcast that both Alec Baldwin and Leslie Jones are off the cast of Saturday Night Live this year. They're both done.
Leslie Jones and who?
Alec Baldwin. Eric Bear.
Okay.
So Alec Baldwin, who's not technically a cast member, but he's done with Saturday Night Live. And Leslie Jones is pursuing other things. She's going to be in Coming to America 2. She's going to be Electric in Boogaloo. Something else. Yeah, she's going to be in something else. Like she's writing something else. So she's done with Saturday Night Live. So my wife will be very happy. My wife is the
Not a fan.
Not a fan.
Yeah, not a fan.
Oh. Nope.
All right, Ryan. Well, that's a lot of news. That's a lot of news. Should we get to some video game?
I'll make this quick.
So, all right, hit it.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
So, I actually got a question on Twitter. Again, right as we're about to start the podcast, I go through Twitter just to make sure I got all my ducks in a row. And somebody reached out to me. Let's see. Basically asking me
Turd Ferguson.
No, asking me essentially about a game I'm playing right now called Remnant from the Ashes. This game is the people who made They made Darksiders. So basically it's like
Survival of the Fetus.
It's basically like a Dark Souls kind of game. Way easier, not okay. As punishing. It's
that was
hard.
That was going to be my question.
It's hard, and yeah. You have guns that actually like work, which
okay.
is fun. And the biggest selling point, so it's a fun game. It's kind of one of those, like, it's got some, like, dungeon aspects to it. The story's a little but it's, like, a game that you can, like, really sink your teeth into, and it's only $40.
Okay.
So that's the price point
the price,
there.
The price is right. The price is right. Come on.
It's one of the better new titles I've played this year. So I'm really excited about that. And the other thing I'm really excited about is Superhot, a game that I love. It's a first person shooter game. It's the game. I don't know if you watch me play it on stream, but it's actually really cool. So you're in a room. It's like all like pixelated stuff. Like they're not real people, but time only moves when you do.
And so basically, I don't think I saw that one.
It's like a puzzle. So you have to like figure out how to take out like five guys, like without getting hit. And like I said, time only moves when you move. So that's on Switch now. So it's just, that's pretty sweet.
Okay.
And two things that I'm looking forward to. Speaking of Dorktober, Dorktober 4.
The Return of Uncle
There's
Buck.
A game called Visage. Which
Visage?
Visage.
Okay.
Which.
Visage.
Visage. I think it's Visage. But anyway, it is considered the spiritual successor to Pete. Remember when. They had that. It was supposed to be Silent Hill, but they had that playable trailer.
Yeah.
So it's that game. It's like basically those people went and made another game.
Oh,
that's like you're stuck in a house and the house keeps changing on you.
Yeah.
It's like a spiritual successor to that. And like shit jumps out at you. And like
that's crazy.
I've seen people play it on stream. It looks really cool. So once we get into the fall, once I get the stream back up and running again, I'm going to start playing that. And coming out at the end of this, actually, I think it comes out next week, but I'm going to hold off on it. But I want you to know, I want to be at the bleeding edge here and people know that I know that it exists.
Yeah.
There is a Blair Witch game coming out.
Come on.
And it looks awesome.
I bet it's scary.
It looks awesome. So like you ever seen that game Outlast where you have like the video camera?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're holding the video camera, but you're holding it not like up to your eye, but like kind of like in front of you. So you can see stuff you see in the camera, like isn't what's happening in front of you.
Scary.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like there are people there that you can't see in front of you.
That'd be a good game.
The trailer is, forgive me for the language, but the trailer looks fucked.
That'd be a good game to Twitch.
Oh my God. And you're going to bring you in on it. You know what I mean? Oh, you can watch. Yeah.
It's scary. I'd have the heebie jeebies.
Give you the willies. we'll keep that short. So that's my game minute for this week.
That's good stuff. That's a lot. That's a lot of good stuff, Ryan. Are you ready for the topic du jour?
I'm sorry. Are we still in the contract negotiations for this? Can we even say what it is?
It's the topic of the day.
Oh, okay.
and that is Spider-Man news and rumors and whatever else you can figure out. So here's the deal. Last week, we did a great episode. You should check it out.
Phenomenal episode.
Movie quarterbacks and movie and TV quarterbacks. So best fictional quarterbacks of all time. Just getting you set. Just getting you primed for the timeout for the NFL.
One word about that.
Yeah.
People were saying we didn't add Mike Winchell. Mike Winchell's a real person. That's why we didn't add him.
Yeah.
So Friday Night Lights movie Mike Winchell is actually a real person, not a fictional quarterback.
Yeah. I'm going to take Tom Brady from the Brady Six.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Nope. So anyway, while we were recording that episode, all of a sudden, hitting the internet streets was the fact that Spider-Man was out of the MCU.
Like, we hung up the call. I looked on Twitter, it was blowing up.
So I was like, shit. So we didn't get to it. So unfortunately, we didn't get to talk about it. So I was like, all right, should I make like a, should I tweet about it? Should I do like a reaction video? And then I'm like, you know what? There's enough here that we should probably talk about it for a little while. And here's the other deal.
Yeah.
Things are still kind of changing because.
I was going to say, I'm kind of glad we didn't do it like right then because so much has changed this week.
Stuff has changed today because there are some of these sites, and they're interesting, and a lot of you guys have probably seen them, but there's like Marvel Direct on Twitter. It's like an unverified account that has like 400,000 followers.
Yep.
Then there's like, is it 77MCU, which is like another option. It's like 200,000 followers. Again, they're not verified, but they have a lot of stuff, and they've both been reporting today that it's not a done deal and that the two sides are working together on maybe getting something done. But as it stands right now, Marvel and Sony Disney and Sony could not get together on a deal. And Tom Holland, Spider-Man now out of the MCU. That's what we know right now. And it's insane to think about. Now you knew there, first of all, the whole situation is a disaster because if I told you, hey, there's a Marvel universe and a DC universe. Mm-hmm. You would just say, without putting too much thought into it, oh, so DC has all of the DC characters and Marvel must have all of the Marvel characters. You'd be wrong.
You'd be wrong.
And you were dead wrong for a long time. And now after this Fox merger, at least the X-Men, Fantastic Four, Deadpool, they slide back over. But for a while, they were on their own thing. Mm-hmm. And then Sony, they got their little dirty mitts into Spider-Man, so they take that away from Marvel, and that's why we've seen so many of these bad Spider-Man movies. And then they did come to an agreement, because if you've been hanging out and enjoying all the MCU movies the whole way through, you realize that, hey, Spider-Man's not a part of this until Captain America Civil War. That was the first time he popped in there. He was never in there before because they had reached some sort of agreement. And that agreement, Ryan, without getting into all of the nitty-gritty, basically was, we're Sony, we own Spider-Man, we will rent him out to you, you can use him in your movies, you can then, we'll work together on a movie, which you will finance, and we will take home like 95% of the profit.
Right.
And Marvel said, all right, well, we have a plan in place here. Clearly, they used him for Civil War, Infinity War, Endgame, Homecoming, and Far From Home, which actually wrapped up Phase 3. So they had some sort of agreement, but you knew it was going to kind of come to a head at some point, and that's where we got to last week.
And so it came out that Marvel's initial thing was like, all right, we're going to continue to make Spider-Man movies. We have this kid under contract, right? Now we want a 50-50 split. And Sony said no.
Yeah. And they also even, according to some of the reports, they even pitched a, hey, we'll also take your other characters off your hands. Those being like Venom and like the characters that are sort of under that Spider-Man umbrella. Like we'll pay for those guys too. 50-50. And so I think what happened was Spider-Man Far From Home, we both thought it was a good, not great movie.
Good, not great.
But it made great money. Like, it made so much money.
Over $1 billion.
But here's what Sony doesn't get. That was the movie after Endgame. That was the movie that ended Phase 3. Endgame made the most money ever. So people were going to see that movie no matter what. They were dying to see it. They went and saw it. It was fine. And it made so much money. you can't just throw Spider-Man out there and make $1 billion. You can make a lot of money. People are going to see a Spider-Man movie.
Absolutely.
But the story also needs to be good. And it needs to be. And if you put them in a universe and if you do all of this other stuff, that's what's going to get it done.
And what I don't understand, and I know from the Spider-Man fans' perspective, one of the biggest things that, like, if you are in the Spider-Man world on Twitter, which clearly I am, the Spider-Man purists are very upset that, like, somehow Peter Parker is kind of under Tony Stark, when that was never the case for this character before. That somehow the MCU has kind of developed this mythology of this character that didn't exist. In my head, I'm like, that's fine. You can, because you still have Spider-Verse, which served all of the characters that we've had. You have other ways of doing that Sony can do on their own. Why meddle with this? This is such a cash cow. Like, oh, this is like,
it's huge.
And like, even movies that you have nothing to do with, like, they're making money off Infinity War. They're making money off Civil War. They're making money off Endgame just by having this kid in the movie. Well, they're making money off of this.
I think right away, Sony took all of the blame. And I feel like Disney also should take some of the blame, except they've done everything right. All of their movies have been good. Well, all the recent movies have been good. So everyone's, and they're the ones that created the MCU. But guess what? Too bad. Sony has, they have the character. They have them. And I think you got to think bigger picture.
I'm thinking bigger picture. I try to think bigger picture. I really do. But the bigger picture to me is, We talk about it all the time, how you can take 23 or 24 movies and seamlessly weave them in and out of each other and build this whole thing. And then you say, and maybe this is partly on Marvel too, but like in Far From Home, you establish this is our next guy. Like, this is the guy who's going to take the torch and run with it.
Oh, for sure.
Because this is the biggest Marvel character that has ever existed ever. And he's going to be the one to kind of carry us through these next couple phases or whatever we're going to do.
Right.
And then they're like, eh.
You know what we need to do?
What do we need to do?
We need a hashtag dork debate.
Let's do it.
Hashtag dork debate. It's a debate team. I can see both sides of it. Mm-hmm. I can actually see both sides of it. But let's dig in. You have to go over the top. You will be Disney. I will be Sony.
Okay.
And let's just, this is the negotiation tables. And again, I don't believe everything I'm about to say,
mm-hmm.
but this would be my pitch. If I'm Sony, you are Disney. So you're the everything pro Disney. I'm ready. Everything pro Sony.
Okay.
We're gonna hash up Spider-Man.
Let's do it. Who you want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'm Sony, so I will simply say I think we should keep the same deal. I think we've been doing pretty well so far. You can continue to use him, pay for the entire movie, and then we will take 95% of the profit.
95% of the profit. Yeah. So basically you want me to do all the legwork.
Right.
And you collect 95% of what I'm doing.
That's right.
Okay. So by that logic, you know, having spent some time in education, if we were doing a group project, you're that kid who sits in the back and when we get up there to do anything, doesn't say shit and still gets the A. That's you, right?
Well, I'm also the kid in the back who owns Spider-Man. I don't know if you followed me on that.
Your dad like owns the school.
Yeah,
you don't own Spider-Man.
Listen, you Mickey Mouse fuck.
Yeah.
You guys killed off Iron Man.
You killed off
Captain America.
Yep.
You killed off fucking Black Widow. Gamora's missing. You guys wouldn't know shit if it sat down beside you. You need Spider-Man. You need him more than I need you.
All I need you to do, my next Spider-Man movie makes $1 billion, like this last one did that we did for you, right? All
you have to do change, though,
is sit in the corner and collect $500 million and just not fuck me up. And that's what you're doing right now.
I
can give you $500 million for nothing.
I was just on the internet and I was looking at phase four, which includes Black Widow and the Eternals.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are happy with those films?
I'm sorry. Are you happy with Venom 2 being your next thing?
Oh, we got Andy Serkis. He's a very promising director.
He's a very promising director.
You ever seen Tom Hardy?
I have seen Tom Hardy. I saw your first Venom movie too. How much money did that make?
Enough.
Yeah.
It was able to keep the light on while we counted all our
money. The only thing that's keeping the light on right now is your PlayStation right now. So why don't you focus on Spider-Man 2 for that and not worry about, not fuck up my shit.
We're not worried about that. Now, I feel like you guys ended phase 3 with Spider-Man and then you're not going to be able to have that character ever again.
That seems pretty childish to me. If I'm you, it's not show friends, it's show business. This is dollars and cents.
How are you guys going to use J. Jonah Jameson? Oh, that's right. He's mine also. You can't.
Not yours also.
Well, you can't have him. Oh, sexy Aunt May. Oh, wait. We'll take her too.
Remind me too, the last time you guys tried to make a Spider-Man movie on your own, how did that go?
We had Jamie Foxx, who's a very talented actor.
Yeah, you're a very talented actor,
He was one of the best villains that the screen's ever seen.
All right, shithead, I didn't ask you who was in it. I asked you how it did.
I think it made $1 million.
How did the people feel about it? Do the people have you have the full trust of your fans to make another Spider-Man movie on your own, or do you want $500 million for doing nothing?
We actually, thanks for asking, we were setting up the Sinister Six in that movie, and we can finally pay it off. Amazing Spider-Man 3 is going to be great.
So the guy who you had to play, the huge mobster enforcer, Rhino, who did you get to play him?
Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti, who's like 5'4" and like a 140 and looks like a bag of milk.
Do you guys not have CGI at Disney?
You clearly don't at Sony if you can't make him look cool.
That movie came out 5 years ago. It's improved.
It's improved?
Yeah.
Has your writing improved?
What? I'm breaking up on my end.
Has your writing improved?
I think you're going under a tunnel.
You're hearing shit. You can't hear for shit. So your writing
It's all Dolby Digital. Yeah. It's all Dolby Digital.
It's all just, you can hear it. It's all Dolby Digital. Yeah. Tell me, are you going to bring Sam Raimi back to do another dance scene?
Yeah, he was actually really excited about doing
it. He was really excited about it. I bet he was. Yeah.
We're going to do real life. We're going to do live action Spider-Verse. We're going to have Andrew Garfield. Cool. We're going to have Tobey Maguire, and we're going to have young Tom Holland.
Let me ask you this. You said you were setting up the Sinister Six in your fantastic, amazing
Spider-Man 3.
How many did you introduce?
Counting the shit that was on the walls?
Yeah, no. How many people did you have?
I think we had two.
Two? Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty intense Green Goblin. Did you think he was scary?
Not really. Not really.
Let me ask you. For phase 1, 2, and 3, it was Iron Man and Captain America.
Yeah, yeah.
Who are your big guns now?
Well, who are my big guns now?
Yeah.
We're going to outer space, bitch. We're Space Force.
Oh, so Kit Harington's character?
Yeah. Have you heard of show called Game of Thrones? That kid's one of the most recognizable stars in the world right now. Angelina Jolie. Okay. Benedict Cumberbatch. Chadwick Boseman.
Doctor Strange and Black Panther.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. What's the last superhero horror movie you tried to make too? Blade Trinity?
You didn't like that? Triple H was in it.
Triple H was in it. Yeah, he was. How'd he do? How many lines did he have?
We also had, Dracula, the greatest villain of all time.
Who played Dracula?
Some shitbag. He sucked.
You don't even know his name.
You're terrible.
You don't even know his name. He's so bad. You had Blade. You had Ryan Reynolds. You had Jessica Biel in her primo Jessica Biel, and you still fucked that up.
Well, we're actually kind of working on Morbius right now, so...
Oh, Morbius.
Oh, we're doing okay.
Okay, who do you have playing him?
Jared Leto.
What was his last...
world's greatest actors.
What was his last big feature picture he did?
The one where he had AIDS.
No, the one after that.
Oh.
Go ahead. You know the people know. Just say it. Go ahead.
Oh, the Oscar-winning Suicide Squad.
he was in Suicide Squad. Yeah,
took home an Oscar.
The movie took home an Oscar. He did.
Isn't
not.
Isn't that what we're here for?
Oscars? No, it's not what we're here for. We're not here for the Oscars. We're here for fan service and fan service.
A lot of Oscar buzz. This could be Leto's year. People are saying it could be Leto's year.
I will pay you $500 million to never hear your voice again. How about that?
That's fine. I'm keeping Spider-Man. You'll never see Spider-Man.
No. If you give me Spider-Man, I will pay you at least six picture deal with an option for the seventh. I will pay you $500 million a movie to never speak to me again.
I'll only do it for $11 billion.
That's the exact amount you'd be paid.
That's how much I want. And I don't want a penny less. There you go. So there's the exercise. So choose your sides. Choose them wisely. That's a hashtag dork debate.
Yes.
Disney versus Sony. But you know what really does piss me off about this was what we sort of alluded to in there.
We're done. We're done doing characters now.
Characters are done. Okay. We're back to Keith and Arvon D. The end of Spider-Man was such a good cliffhanger for the character. And it's just like, we're not going to get that now.
So you've introduced, I brought up the Sinister Six thing because in the MCU, you have four of them, right? Because you have Venom, you have Vulture, you have Mac Gorgon. They show him Scorpion.
You don't have Venom though.
That was part of the deal. But like,
if you got him.
But anyway, so you
Vulture,
have
Scorpion.
You have Vulture, Scorpion. You have. They mentioned somebody else. Who else did they mention? You have Mysterio.
Yeah, you think he's still alive?
I think he's still alive.
Yeah, okay.
And I mean, you have Prowler. You have Aaron.
Yeah, you could. You got him in there. Yeah, you got Miles Morales coming up. Like,
right.
It's just
like
really
it's the fucking nucleus of this whole thing is there and just pissing and moaning about like Sony doesn't have to do anything. They can sit back and just collect the money.
No, but the problem is, yeah. And honestly, like they should have, because I think Disney finally said, we'll do a 50-50 split, right? Mm-hmm. And then Sony said no.
Yeah, like 50. And then I think there was reports they even went down to like 60-40.
Yeah.
60 going to Sony. Like you don't have to do anything. Just don't fuck this up.
Well, then
you're going to fuck it up.
What's also ridiculous is it could lead to Sony, in all seriousness, saying, all right, we now have a Venom Morbius verse. I'm being dead serious.
I know. Like, that's the scary thing.
And we need to do Spider-Man origin story again. I swear to God.
Which, and they, if they do that again, like they're going to rehash all that shit. Like, how are they going to pull Spider-Man into this? We've established Venom as a character. You never mentioned Peter Parker once. You just said that, like, this guy came from New York.
Right.
You have no, these two don't know each other because Spider, he has, Spider, Peter Parker hasn't worked in at the Daily Bugle yet, so they don't know each other.
And Tom Holland, even if he plays Spider-Man, now he's a different Spider-Man.
Right.
If he's in the Sonyverse, he's a different Spider-Man because he was directly impacted not only by Iron Man, but by the snap. And now Venom can't be.
They can't bring that up.
They can't do that. No, of course they can't do that.
And not only that, but like you have to establish these two as knowing each other. Because if you're going to do Carnage, like you said, Venom was going to do that whole thing is based on Venom and like Venom when he almost dies, comes to Peter Parker's house.
It's such a fucking mess.
You know what I mean? So like there's this whole thing that like these two characters, you have to establish them as they know each other and they don't yet.
And the other
it doesn't work.
The other part that sucks, and not that you would have wanted the MCU to kill Spider-Man, because in fact, quite the opposite, like you wanted him to be the next wave. But like if they knew ahead of time that he for sure was gonna be gone, you could have had like a really powerful death. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like sort of like you do it in a TV show when you know a character's gone, like you could, but they didn't even do that. So now they're going to have to go through their whole phase four. And it's one thing for the Eternals or some of these other characters not to mention them. They wouldn't. But the next time you see like all these guys that were in the Avengers or who we thought were going to be like the new Avengers and like they don't even mention Spider-Man. Like,
right. Well, like, here's your out. Right. So I'm looking at the slated Marvel movies that are coming up. So first and foremost, you get Black Widow.
Yep.
Then you have the Eternals. Then you have Shang-Chi. But next, May 7th, 2021, is when you might have your out with Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. The fact that this says multiverse in the title, you have your out.
But because he's also the guy, not that I thought he was going to be in that one, but Doctor Strange Spider-Man team up was something that everybody was looking forward to. And they're in New York and like all of that stuff.
And now if you introduce a multiverse, you can introduce another Peter Parker.
Yeah, but you can't call him that, though, I don't think.
Or you bring in Gwen Stacy.
I don't think you can.
Miles. Oh, yeah, you can't.
No, it's all Spider-Man umbrella. I think they own like all like that world. Like you sort of bought those characters. I know it's a real dilly of a pickle.
I mean, is Spider-Man 2099 a different property? No, because they have him in Spider-Verse too.
You can't do it. He can't do it.
That either.
What are you going to do? You're done with Spider-Man now.
You're done with Spider-Man.
Who's the best?
This can't stand. This aggression cannot stand. And this, again, this to me is a complete failure on both sides because.
Yeah, it is. Because wouldn't you do this?
Yeah.
If you were Disney, now I don't know if Sony would have agreed to this or I don't know what the deal was. Isn't it still worth it to you? And you could say, listen, we'll finance the standalone movie, which you'll make at least one more of, probably more. Mm-hmm. Because obviously you had Homecoming, you had Far From Home. You're at least doing a trilogy. Maybe you're doing four like they're doing with Thor. Mm-hmm. But like, we'll finance that. You'll get a big chunk of that. But then you're not getting any piece of like Avengers 4. Not that that's what it's going to be called. But because I feel like that's where the real payoff is. Like him being in Infinity War and Endgame and being able to really – like that scene with Iron Man and Spider-Man in – Infinity War was as good as anything, and you don't have that if you don't have that agreement. And so maybe there's like a workaround where, because the team people love the team ups, and if you have those, maybe there's a loophole there where Sony doesn't get all their grubby little hands on that money.
If I'm Disney, what I say is that we can do, I would do 70-30. You take 70-30 of the box office, but we get all the streaming and digital content.
Oh, yeah. So you want like on Disney Plus and all
it's
that
gotta
stuff.
It's got to be on Disney. Nothing else. Yeah. It has to be on Disney Plus. Anything we do with those characters has to be on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I wonder if they would agree to that. It just seems like any one, spin-off, one of the reports I read was like they offered like 50-50 and then Sony like didn't even counter. And I'm like, well, what? Like you got to at least count. You got to. Yeah. What are we doing here?
And then that whole
because
thing.
Sony, like the other part is we were talking about villains a second ago. Yeah. Like if they were ever going to introduce Kraven the Hunter, like you just don't trust Sony to be able to pull that off, and they would ruin a character who we have not seen yet on live action.
Yeah, and you have all of these characters, this whole rogues gallery who you haven't seen yet, who I'm afraid they're gonna fuck it up. Because you could do Kraven's Last Hunt. You could do that as a Spider-Man one-off movie.
That'd be awesome.
It would be incredible.
That'd be awesome.
It would be incredible. And like now, you know, but yeah.
Anyway, Ryan, that's a real kick in the junk.
But. And the other kick in the junk, too, that I have a real problem with. You know how I feel about Stan Lee, the man. But his daughter comes out and says she sides with Sony. And she says there's nobody who could have treated my father worse than Marvel and the Marvel executives.
Yeah, she was all mad because they didn't reach out to her, I guess.
Kidding me.
I know.
Are you kidding me? And the thing that they made Stan Lee, Marvel was failing. Marvel was in the fucking toilet when these movies started. And I think it was something crazy. Like Disney bought Marvel for something like $4 billion.
And like also
nothing.
I don't want to go down this road because, you know, we obviously love Stan Lee and we appreciate everything Stan Lee did. We even did a whole Stan Lee episode and as we should,
But there's another person responsible for this who you shit on regularly, and that person is Steve Ditko.
Yeah.
Like Steve Ditko, who co-created all of these things. You mentioned his name like in the beginning credits, but they died like 2 days apart.
Like Steve Ditko and Jack Kirby. Like the MCU and actually all these Marvel movies. So you get the Stan Lee cameo. Stan Lee's connected. He's attached to all these, and that's great. The reality is Stan Lee did not come up with all of these characters by himself.
No.
That would be insane to even suggest. Now, he had a hand in almost all of them, and it's so impressive.
And I think those guys eventually left Marvel, but that's not the point.
Yeah. No, but those guys, right, exactly. Like, come on. Like, a lot of guys had a lot of hands in it, and you would think that there was only one. And so, yeah, she was all upset. I saw that stuff. But
which is horseshit.
What are you going to do?
Horseshit.
Yeah, let us know, guys, at Dork Podcast on the Twitter, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. How do you come down on this? What do you think is next for Spider-Man? I think it's still sort of a wait and see at this point.
It's a wait and see. We know we're going to get Venom 2, and he's probably going to show up in that.
Yeah. As it stands right now, I think he would, yeah.
And the one thing that really bugs me is that Tom Holland was like, you know, the kid runs his mouth. He just what he does. Yeah. He's a cheeky little guy. And he's like, oh, this... And he said this, and this is the most troubling thing he said, is like, oh, this Spider-Man, the new, we sat down with some of our creative people and we went over the story, and this is going to be a completely different Spider-Man story. The word completely different makes me, it is code for this is going to be shitty.
Yeah, probably.
You know?
Probably. So we shall see. I don't know, the good news is they have time to reach an agreement because, as you mentioned, all these movies that are coming out for Marvel, you wouldn't have Spider-Man in them anyway.
I think the next Spider-Man movie was slated for like 2022.
Yeah.
You have time.
All right. Pick of the pod time now, Ryan.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Would you like to kick, receive, defer, or defend a goal?
I will defer.
All right, I will receive. I already mentioned Righteous Gemstones on HBO. It's 2 episodes in, not bad. I'm enjoying it. It's Danny McBride playing Danny McBride. And I've always said, if you're going to play the same character, make sure it's a good character.
Yeah,
Vince Vaughn did it for years. Will Ferrell's done it. And now Danny McBride's doing it. And I have no problem with it.
No problem with that.
The other thing I would say, a couple of quick plugs here, is our buddies at Idle Hands have a couple of fun events coming up on September 11th. Goo is hosting a Marvel or an MCU trivia. Yep. I don't know if Mac is going as well, but it's a Mac and Goo Presents.
Mac will be there for sure.
Mac will be there. But Goo is hosting, so you can get teams and head on down there. And then September 14th, which is a Saturday, is Idle Hands' Oktoberfest, which I will be sort of emceeing. They do a Steinhoisting competition. Our own Dr. Joe,
Backcracker,
he was able to win it last time. Or co-champs last time. Mm-hmm. But it's a good event. Go on down there on that Saturday. Right on. What do you got?
I just finished. It's an 8-episode podcast, which takes place not too far from your home, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of this? It's called Bear Brook.
No.
It's about, I lived in New Hampshire for 30 years. Not 30, but like 25 years.
Yeah.
There was a... In Allenstown, New Hampshire, which is just outside of Loudoun, like Concord area.
Yep.
There were bodies found in like this trailer park, like forest, like in this like forest. I had no idea. And it turned out to be, not to give too much away, but like it's the very first. I like this podcast because you listen to like Serial, right? With Adnan Syed. Like that didn't have an end. It just kind of like, oh, this is where we are, right?
Right.
This has an end. This you figure out what happened, and it's the very first case that was ever solved using basically like 23andMe and like genealogy, like that type of DNA.
Oh, wow.
And it takes place in New Hampshire. Well, a lot of it takes place in New Hampshire, right by Gosstown.
How about that? G-Town.
So like, if you like short true crime podcast, check out Bear Brook. The accents obviously make me homesick, you know, being in Connecticut and all that stuff, but
I'll check it out.
Check it out. Bear Brook.
All right, next week on Hashtag Dork, we will be talking about Mindhunter, 2 seasons available on Netflix, 19 total episodes. You, of course, can rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on the iTunes. You can follow us and tweet at us, at Dork Podcast. We're on YouTube as well, and we've been streaming these episodes. So if you're ever just bored at work and don't want to listen to your phone, you can pop it on the old YouTube.
And you want to see the moneymaker instead of just hearing the sweet voice. Yeah.
See the faces. YouTube.com/DorkPodcast. You can subscribe there because the... things come out at all random times. You can email us anytime, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Davey occasionally be on the old Twitch machine.
Yeah, man. The year's starting up again. Summer's over. Good. So we're back to business here.
And Ryan, let me just close by asking you, what about Stanzo brand fedoras? They're nice.
I don't think the fedoras are going to happen.
You're blowing it.
Needs to be value on my end or no deal.
Or no fucking deal. I got to watch that again.
I do too.
I am absolutely dying to see that again. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And we will talk to you next week talking Mindhunter.
Peace.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing! Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.